the trying to understand
spiritual underpinning of what's going on.
Well, both because it gives us a sense of clarity, which in itself is important. In itself is important to understand the Torah as we hope to see all these issues. And also gives us a remedy. Some here is meant. Some here that has the rhyme and reason to. So, I want to start like this. First one, we have the Kutei Or Yoheh, which is Sefer that has Machshava Ve'Nemunah. At the end of Sefer Yikrek, different points of Machshava Ve'Nemunah. And he says, over there, like, Shosh Kli, there are three main types of Tatum in Shar, Kamar, and Kamar, and Adol. And my hand draws Shishachol. Shishachol comes from a Kutei Tatum.
Shishachol?
Forgetfulness. Comes from some expression. Okay, anyway, not related to that. Some of our colors. The Shorba Kamar, Hain Shte Midos Hakolulot Hakor. Those are the two Midos, spread, two Midos that cover everything. Two heading of all Midos need to be worked on, right? Or, I shouldn't say worked on, they need to be guided. Those are the two heading of all Midos are Tav Bami, fire, Zekar Tomi, and anger. Shein, Eso, and Shmo. We are represented by Esau and Yishmael, right? We'll see it's actually in reverse order. The Adam, by a person that is Ruach v'Nefesh, right? The man in man, we is Asoni, is his, see, is his Ruach, and his Tavoni, his fire, are his Nefesh, the Lord. The Hamor, by the Tavon. Hamor represents Tavon, desire. The Sar Hamorim, it says, the Pasuk says, the Sar Hamorim Besorim. The Zotrian says that their Basar, the flesh, talking about their male organs, the reference to title. The Shor, Kaf, and an Ak represents anger. Shor, Nageyach, right, we find this Ak goring, Ashtur, Vikula, as the Mara says, that you have an Ak of ears, stay far away. The Ak has that means of anger. The Kelev, Vaishneyan. The Kelev has both. Koyach HaKa'asoni is Koyach HaRuach Shaboma HaGaiva Ruach Kibbo. Right? Ka comes from Gaiva. Anger comes from a sense of pride. Pride is so angry. That's called Ruach Kibboya. It's another word for anger. That's Ruach. The Tava, the Nefesh. Nefesh Rechov. Kisa'ave Nafshech. Right? Tava is in the Nefesh. Right? A lower place in the system of me. Okay? What do we have? We have Shor, Hamor, and Kevah. Shor is Ka. Hamor is Taiva, and Kelev is the merger both together. You say this now already, interestingly enough. Kelev is a merger. If you take a look at the middle letter of Shor, Vav, the two middle letters of Hamor is Mem Vav. 6.6 is Titu, Gematria, right? So what comes out, the middle, it is still Shor Hamor. Okay. Where do we see expressed this idea, more than once, but where do we see the idea that Esau, right? That Esau Nishmoa Tavoni, the says of Zilna Gaya, doesn't matter the context. Shehen Shnei Yinei Yisor, there are two basic types of Yisor, Tavoni, the Kasoni, desire and anger. Shehen Nege, again, the verse, Loi Sirtach, Loi Sin. Two main differences, right? That have to do, right? For the people with Loi Sirtach, but since the ultimate expression of anger is the ultimate expression of Taiva, go on, right? It's the ultimate. Okay, says now Zilna Gaya, that they could not accept upon themselves to refrain from part of our, which can be overcome, right? It's just part of their nature. An individual is half. Overcome might be in their nature, but there's a certain strand over there that they thought we can't accept such a thing. And by Yishmael, listen. Okay, let's see. Enough. Where is the source? Where does the Zilna Gaon get? So it's really based on the Torah. It's here in the Torah. It says, Meshachi Regel Hashor Vacham, the prophet of Kama, Meshachi Regel Hashor Vacham, Inu Terein Kisrei Simola. Those are the two crowns of the left. I mean, that Kidon Day, Amin, non-Jewish nations are linked to. The Ikrun Shor V'Chamor. they are called, right? These two kitzorim, these two crowns of the small, are called Shorah Chamorah. That's what it says by Yaakov Avinu when he comes back from Lavan. He tells Esau, "Vayhi li Shorah Chamorah. I had Shorah Chamorah." Begin the Lavan Hakim Hava B'Charoshim. Lavan was very wise. He was very knowledgeable. Is it inan hitzrin tatoim? In those lower crowns, their expression in Tuma, their nasty expression, their bad expression of Shorah Chamorah, Tav and Kat. Through them that he wanted to destroy Yaakov. This is Arami Ozi, right? Arami, that means the love and trying to destroy Yaakov. I mean, love, Yaakov is saying, I had to deal with Shorah Chamorah. I had to deal with a world leader, the Shorah of Lava, and I overcame Shorah of Yaakov. Israel are meritorious. They sent him away. They cannot control him. The Kaisus Hatumah that relates to Shorah Chamorah, which are expressed through Shmuel in this world, cannot rule over that. That's what it says. They send away this foot of the Shorah Chamorah. The low Shalti, they cannot have control. They cannot have any effect on Amarah. When the two join together, when you have Shorah Chamorah together, Kaf and Tava together, lo yosli amal, people of the world cannot withstand it. Right? That means it's a force that's very hard for the world to push back on. It says, well, Sachros to Shorah Chamorah Yachta. Right? You shall not plow with anything. The Torah uses the example of Shorah Chamorah together. Yachta Zaita means together. It's a Nina, we learn. Lo yohid inish duchta lezinin dish. Don't, person should not give a place for bad types. Don't do things in this world that express ideas that are detrimental. The Vaivada, when they know so, it's our mother. People's actions down here, it arouses things. It's not the Chav Mizdavim, the Chod. When they join together and merge, Shorah Chamor, Kaf, and Taiva, Lo Yochlan, we can't withstand it. The world is swept, it's flooded by this wave of Kaf and Taiva, and it's very hard for the world to push back and withstand that. What does that mean? The Hakikusa, the power, when they're saddled over, the Ikre Kelet. That's when it's called a Kelet. The dog, Asifa, that is the biggest thing. That's the biggest chutzpah. The strongest and the bravest, the strongest need of bravest that we find is when Kaf and Taifa join together, Shorah Chamorah together, expressed by the need of, okay? You don't know yet the dog. Find out. Now, then, so in spite of that, brother of one of the Tsarim, and Malas Atari, one of the princes that are out there. Very interesting. Hatam Shemotsinu B'Shol HaMelech. Why is it that we find by Shol HaMelech? So you have Khanis, we always find Shol HaMelech with Kamosha Kovdeh Bachanis Diyah, Shol HaMelech, the spear is broken, the dog is there. Now you have the spear, we don't find other Melachim leaders. It's Shol HaMelech. Masha Lo Mitzinu came to Shar Melach. Lo Amar Hu Zah, Evron, Evron, Evron. The Mishu Mitzitra, the person who is from the Tzar of Kastani. In years, they look good at the Acher, if he wants to harm somebody else, Tzar, 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 he's up against an adversary. What does he use? So lachem lachsinu ve'esav tziv al arba fatichtet ve'esav yuhad mishu mitzit and said that Yaakov Yitzchak said to Esav, you shall live by your sword. A person chassoni, tav, he has often against an adversary, he's fighting against the choice, weapon of choice. Mishu mitzit to the top money, some is from the side of Taiva, dark pleasure, he uses the lachem yishmol tziv v'ahi roedek hashot. It says about Yishmael that he was an archer. The sea shape aimed by Oiz Lohomis the Karab. He doesn't have the brazen to kill us. And up against that, well, the Liban. The Amalek, Koyaboy, Mishne, Koyabus. Amalek had both of these with a joint. The Lachem Ksivba, Asher Karfa, Baderas, the Ito, and Erishke Kelet. The Hain, the sea shayabo, Shne, Koyabus. Amalek was a merger. Vilofi. So what was the antidote to Amalek? Boy, Yeshua. Shoyan, Zerayot. Yeshua came with the child of Yosef, son of Yosef. He was from the holy side of Kasani. Yosef is the anti-Esav. The half of Yaakov will be fire, and half of Yosef will be in the flame, and half of it will be straw. Yosef stands in front of Rachel, right? The Sibbo says about Yosef, Bechor, sure. And he, Yeshua, as the representative, he cut out the Kedusha of God, right? So he subdued the Kasoni of Amalek. Yeshua put his mouth, got rid of that side. The Zeshomar, by Yaakalosh Yeshua Samolek, the Fi Chorus, by the edge of the sword is the Kasoni.
Then Hashem showed with Avoni, he was from the side of Kedusha, and the Taiva side of saying Binyamin is Eid Yitro. Then Binyamin is the Eid Yitro,
a wolf, devours, right? Okay? The certain, what's it called? Lachnia dam sleepas at Avoni. The Chiv, he keeps at Amolek, this is what Hashem tells Shaul, you shall kill him up, Yishor Hamor. The Hainu Shtetu.
You have to finish off this.
Yeshua got rid of the Shorah, of the Kasa, of the Cheref side.
You have to complete the job and get rid of the Hamor side also, of the Tiger side. Even Yom Hashem called the Shol. Did the job.
Rosa Shiachet Shechotah Bamolik. He wanted that the sin that took Bamolik should be in his eyes for Shechotah B'chatoti Neki Tomek. You want a reminder, he did something wrong. So therefore, he's coming Chalit to Yosef. He had a spear. Shiach B'shnei HaTachot Mikaro. He had a spear because it can kill him both. It can kill like a sword, it can kill like an egg. Right? It didn't wipe out completely. That's why I have a chance. Okay? Now, let's get to the idea of what we're talking about, where we're heading. All this is background. We're still not going to get there completely today, but we'll get still out of the background. Another building guy here in this way, that's off. He clawed me to the royce, the gentle me to the royce, and the honey, Asoni, and here he has the late son, me. But the loyma, Frika el Chayr of Yer. Right? And another place, Gila. He says, Gila Larkin Bezer, the three levels they start, Kavani, the Kasani, Umini. Meaning, Kavikar, the Shekhayr. I mean, join together, Tyler and Kav. Right? Create, total up the curse. Right? The nine. That's not Molly. He says, Shekhar Kavaner, Velo Yorel the King. Blind. Frika el Chayr of Yer Shemai, the nine. Now, what is the antidote to these two things, the time and the time. So here, Ibiso Kaiser Chavir was a major thing. It says, we'll repeat some of the ideas, but we'll see an expansion of that. Shtei Kholius Yesh Bakhlipo. There are two main titles, main headings. The Kherfet Atumam, Vema Shervo Mishmo Vema Shem Yavrom Yitzvah. Yishmo Avrom Som. Then the two names, which are Shemes of Malachim. Each one is, the first one is the Malach of Esau, the second one is Malach. Shnei Roshi Amidus Roy, Plesirtaf, Shnei Kherfet Atumam, the Nefesh of Ahamim. That are implanted in the Nefesh of Ruach, whatever. Spoken in a different element of it, Ta'avani v'chastoni, She'elu chaylim kol amidus teru. These include all bad news. She'em yikruan chol chaylim sitra ochra. They are called the overall, the overarching, chamor v'shor, the meaning of chamor v'shor, and right and left. The kedusha, shtei mitzvot. The kedusha, they are expressed as two mitzvot. Chesed, yeah? In other words, in Toma, we have Ka'ah and Taiva. In kedusha, we have chesed and mirror images, the holy expression of Taiva is the holy expression of the Buddha is Ka. Of Ka. The power of Oinet in Kedusha, of enjoyment, right? Of done with holiness, it's going to Abba. The Koyach and the Tama of Oinet in Kedusha, school, Vinkan Barishon, Ulvar Amor. The way that the Buddha is expressed properly is getting rid of the Ka. Right? Because the expansion of the Buddha is the Ka, you're upset, right? You're restrained, right? Meaning you're feeling tight, and Taiva and Chesed is out. 10. The Chayim Lehefet V'Sitra Ocha and Shtei Midas Tanu. The Chayim Uma Shtei Eilu Chesed is Buru Shtei Midas Avram Yitzchak Tikus. Out of Avram, who is the Midas of Chesed, came, what happened? Dushan Tumah. Right? Chesed created Chesed. Now Yitzchak, right, says, oh, no, it has to be tempered with Gura. Out of Gura, who comes out of Yitzchak? Esau. Gura the Tumah. Ka. Right? And Yaakov is there. There's no now. Dead. Quite get it. Molik relates to all this. We touched on it. But the Ikar I want to say is what? That what? That Yishmael is Taiva, Sina, and Esav is Gemura, Ka. So how do we explain what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on? What happened this week? Ritzicha. That seems to be more matin to Esav. What? But Yishmael did it. So what happened? Take a look at this amazing archive in the source 9. Talking about Hiradat, right? What they call it? A subverted city in our scrolling. Right? Subverted, that means the most of the Zara, and you have to wipe out. So the Yibat Yasu Mumin Hashem, Yalla, taken the city, you burn it all down, kill inhabitants. The man Yoshu Hashem Echaran Chos, the Elbek, Venosan, or reverse, Venosan Achar Achamim, for Yicham Chol, your Zepa, Kishpalach, and Cham Chol, a lot of these, the Rachman, bigger Kashin, Venosan Achar Achamim, your Zepa, Rechamim. What is that? Kavonas Mamar Zekan. What is the intent of Hashem saying? The Fisha Tiva Yandah, Hashem commanded that Shiyadu Kol Yotichar,
You have to wipe out the entire city, even the house, all that. Maita that such a Yehud Teva Hakzori creates a nature of sure, creates a nature of cruelty, right? In the heart of man. So Moshe Tifru Lana Yishmael, Yishmaelim tell us, Katar of Sin, the Mamra Melech, they are a group of murderers, and he tells them, Yishmaelim Chodol, they kill out of it. They kill out of the type. And that's what we saw was a type that they killed. Not a rage. It wasn't an animal. It wasn't rage. It was love. Love, love. Right? Expressed all kinds of depraved, disgusting ways that the West can't, even the West, understand where it's coming from. That's their power. Money.
Yeah, that's something at the end.
Zabach, right? The Nichrus, the Mehem, Shayer, Sarachman. The Jewish male will engage in this thing that if they lose their Rachman, they become cruel. It's cruelty. Zabachina Atma. That idea, that Bechina, that potentially, could also take a little wife out in the yard. That's why Hashem gave him a promise. Hashem will give him mercy. Even though by nature that action should really make them cruel, it should have a detrimental effect on their nature. How can we do that? The source of Rachman will give them a new way. Rachman, Levatel, Koyak, Achzorius, Shinoi, the wife away that have of Achzorius that by nature can promise them. Right? The Oimroi, that's not the Rachman. Here was that, the third end here, Shekol Man Shehodim. As long as the person is a Tel of Achzorius, Kmokshim, it's not Hashem. That's how Hashem is going to aim Hashem and Rachman. Not that Hashem is a mercy, not on your Achzorius, Shinoi, okay? So here is the beginning of an understanding, right, of the Koyak of Yishmol as it's expressed the goal of Yishmol. Hashem, next time that we're talking about, we're living in Golos Yishma. After that, after the four Malchus, talking about Golos Yishma, you have that expressed in Machshava. But I want to end that point with my time, and that is that the Rambam, when he talks about Mechiat Amolek, when the Rambam talks about Mechiat Amolek, he doesn't miss that. There's a mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations, right? When he conquered Israel, there's a mitzvah to wipe out the nine Amalek. The Rambam says, there is something out of that. Right? But when it comes to Amalek, the Rambam mentions Chiyah, Zeicher Amalek. And he doesn't say that they're not around today. He doesn't say that there's no Amalek today. He doesn't say that they're not around today. So, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and it's not clear exactly how much he meant this la'alocha with mindset. Certainly on a machshava level, hayomi, on an idea level, he meant it 100%. And that is, whatever nation decides to take it upon themselves that we are going to annihilate Chaliyah. That's the Koyach Amalek in that nation. It means that now that nation has taken the Koyach of Amalek and there's a mitzvah to wipe it. We dig in the Berchelach like that. Similar to the Berchelach. So Mela, any nation can do that. We have the Sharoshim of the Umas Darkest. Now, like I said, living on Israel. And Yishmael, as the one of the fathers, the Machshavah fathers of, right, to take on itself, can sort of clothe itself in that clothing of Amalek. Right? We'll see sources that I mentioned next time how it, where we see and how it's spread when Yishmael takes on that cloak. Anyway, that's what's happening. It is a merger of Tavoni and Tavoni of the Sinus and the Sirtuch together. Together. That's what happened. Right? Together. And that's being expressed as hatred and a genocidal desire going on. Right? And we'll have to see, because next time, how does that express in Yishmael? Without being merged with Amalek, and how is it Shmuel when he is taking on that meat of Amalek? Thirdly, we marry him with the Shemor.